fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, revolution. Radio! Radio!
Are you coming to the train? Led by a man who wants to break the chains. Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Where brave men called out for a wall built by crane. Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain. Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
November 20th, 2022, this is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Freedom Slips Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account I started, and you can set one up too. Just go to freedomslips.com and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. That will really help us out and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 518-906-1859. Every Sunday, 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.com and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. President Donald J. Trump, last Tuesday night on the 15th of November, re-entered the political fray, confirming he will seek an official return to power in the 2024 election, even though he had been unofficially working alongside the military ILOs, the White Hats, in common parlance, to rid the nation of deep staters since leaving Washington for his Mar-a-Lago command center in early 2021. President Trump said in his speech, "In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States," Trump said before an audience of several hundred supporters in the chandeliered ballroom at his Mar-a-Lago club, where he stood flanked by 13 American flags and banners bearing his "Make America Great Again" slogan. "America's comeback starts right now," he said, formally beginning the 2024 Republican primary. Trump's speech Tuesday night was an exercise in restraint. It was really held back. He chose his words prudently, carefully, circumnavigating hot topics like election fraud. He alluded to it only once. The fake news media and the deep state were really downplayed. He instead focused on fixing a new crippled economy, sealing the country's wide open borders, eradicating the crime plaguing our city streets, energy independence, and restoring America's prominence on the world stage. Topics in his wheelhouse, which helped him vanquish opponents in the 2016 Republican primaries. Trump's speech was comfortably tailored for normies. My Mar-a-Lago source told me, and I agreed with him, you know, Tuesday night was not for the time to go all out hardcore Trump. MAGA already knew all that Trump's been doing to set his country back on the right path. Trump, he added, has in the last few months convened several meetings with trusted advisors and military liaisons to discuss what he might accomplish if reelected in 2024. It's a lofty list, and some people don't know what his new platform is, but if you're listening to me, Dr. Johnny, here on the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, I will give you the top things that Trump will do is the first day he's in office, guaranteed, you know, and, you know, it make Trump a hero to many and an enemy to many more. His fathomless objectives include not only draining the swamp, but disemboweling the federal government. But I can guarantee you this, that as soon as Trump comes back into the command center of the President of the United States, you will hear, you know, this new platform only from Dr. Johnny. First off, you can find it if you go to his website, but I'm bringing it to you in case you don't know. He wants to eliminate and rebuild, you know, just totally dismantle the FBI. Trump feels the FBI is mired by systematic corruption. He's going to do that first thing, look at the FBI right away. He says it must therefore be demolished and rebuilt from the top down. The agency became a weaponized arm of the Department of Justice long before Trump took office, and worsened under the criminal Biden regime. Its agents now favor targeting patriots and God-loving citizens over pursuing actual criminals that commit federal crimes. Trump has also said the FBI is bloated. It employs 35,000 people, many of which he considers non-essential. So he wants to clean house at the FBI straight away when he gets in the office on the first day. For every working agent, Trump says, there are at least 10 standing around drinking coffee. Trump says that there's a big waste of money, and President Trump would like to cull the FBI by 70%, restaffing it with ex-military and ex-law enforcement officers in whom he has implicit trust and who've taken photographs with to ensure they have no ties or sympathy with the deep state. So here's one thing he's going to do right away. I love this one. He wants to break and disarm. In other words, eliminate the IRS. That's right. The Internal Revenue Service. Trump intends to liquidate the IRS, which recently received over $80 billion boom in the ability to hire and arm 87,000 law enforcement agents and new enforcement agents to make them law enforcement agents and terrorize U.S. citizens and make them a with guns and everything else. Trump doesn't like that. He wants to completely eliminate the IRS. I love that. Just for that alone, I'm voting for Trump. If reelected, Trump will institute a hiring freeze, trim 70% of the existing workforce, abolish the service's criminal investigation division, and sign an executive order prohibiting agents from carrying firearms of any kind while on duty. He will also trim the IRS budget and recover what remains of Biden's $80 billion gift. Trump is desperate to rewrite the tax code, lowering taxes drastically for hardworking Americans that got pushed into poverty by the Biden administration. He knows that won't be easy because he has to work through Congress, a Congress that is now half Democrat and half Republican. You know, they got the Democratic Senate thanks to election theft. But he will fight at least through 2026, my source at Mar-a-Lago says. Here's the one I really like, and just this alone I'm voting for Donald Trump. He wants to demolish and eliminate the TSA. That's right, the Transportation Security Agency. Trump aims to do away with the TSA entirely. Trump says there's zero proof that the TSA has ever, since its founding, thwarted a terrorist attack. All it's done is make a mess of our nation's airports and made it more difficult for travelers to get around, and, you know, having some travelers being, infringed on their rights, poking and prodding, as they say. Passengers are harassed, forced to endure invasive screenings, having their belongings rifled through, and some just outright stolen and often robbed by TSA agents that only work there because they're uneducated and can't find any other work. So many criminals, my source revealed that Trump said. The TSA currently has a taxpayer-funded budget of $8 billion a year and employs over 55,000 people. Trump wants that money returned to the taxpayers. Yes, it will put some people out of work, but that's a small price to pay, says Trump, to restore order in the airports. If Trump has his way, harmful X-ray scanners and aggressive agents will be a thing of the past. Instead, he will adopt the approach used by the Israel Airlines, LAI is the Israeli Airlines, whereby all passengers are gently screened by well-trained personnel at check-in. Israel's airline security has been the gold standard in aviation safety. It means security without severely inconveniencing travelers. Trump thinks a new agency could be formed at a fraction of the TSA's cost that will safeguard airline travel. High school dropouts won't be part of it like they are in the TSA today, says Trump. These are examples of only a few of Trump's goals, and just for one or two of those, I'm voting for Trump, period. Meanwhile, he will continue to advise the constitutionalist wing of the U.S. military as it works to purge deep state criminals from society. With a little luck and a lot of work, by 2024, the deep state will be weakened beyond its ability to defend itself, says Trump. In case you did not know, it was Donald J. Trump on Tuesday who urged the U.S. military to change its defense posture to DEFCON 3 roundhouse after hearing that Russian missiles splashed down in Poland and killed at least two people. But he rescinded that order after receiving an impassioned telephone call from Vladimir Putin and also accompanied with examining photographs of the wreckage. When the news of the attack or accident broke, Trump at once reached out to Marine Corps General David H. Berger, who in accordance with the Insurrection Act of 1807 took charge of the nation's nuclear command codes when Trump ceded provisional authority of the country to the military prior to departing Washington in January 2021. As Dr. Johnny's previously reported on his show, White Hats, not the Biden regime, have sole access to the launch codes controlling the nuclear triad. And sources say this still holds true. Otherwise, Biden would have already started a nuclear Armageddon. My Mar-a-Lago sources revealed that although Trump immediately suspected a false flag, he asked General Berger to raise the nation's alert level just in case. Minutes after speaking to Berger, Trump received a phone call from none other than President Vladimir Putin, who insisted that any ordnance that might have struck Poland were not of Russian origin and were not launched from Russian soil. As I reported on the Master Survivor Beyond PhD last February, March, and April, and May, that Trump and Putin have kept an open line of communication since, you know, Putin became his special military operation and did a special military operation in Ukraine. Putin was in constant contact with President Trump. The reason Putin speaks to Trump and not to Biden is that Putin still acknowledges Trump as the lawful president of the United States. Putin sent Trump images of the wreckage and damage in Poland, including a picture of what appeared to be a metal fragment of a missile. He admitted it was Russian-built S-30 air defense missile, which was developed by the Soviet Union and later exported to foreign countries, including Ukraine, and pointed out that mingled remnants had been stamped with Ukrainian writing, which would not be present on any of Russia's current stockpile or ordnance. Putin suggested two possibilities, either a Ukrainian-owned S-300 accidentally hit Poland, or Ukraine fired on Poland to trigger a false nuclear war. A beleaguered President Trump, exhausted from months of campaigning for midterm candidates, handling daughter Tiffany's wedding and preparing his own presidential announcement speech, had his military advisors evaluate the images and video of the missile strike. They affirmed Putin's assertions that the missile indeed belonged to Ukraine. Trump then phoned General Berger and told him to stand down from DEFCON 3, de-escalating the nation's defense condition and preventing the globe from being enveloped in a cloud of radioactive ash. White Hats are working to ascertain if this was an accident or an attempt to ignite a nuclear war. My source at Mar-a-Lago said this really could have gone sideways, he said, had cool heads not prevailed. He's so right. You know, Trump and Putin have their act together, but everybody else is trying to take us into a war. And at the beginning of the year, I'd stated on earlier shows that Russia would take the eastern Ukraine and a peace settlement would be reached in central Ukraine, and you know, the central Ukraine would still belong to Ukraine. You know, the eastern part of Ukraine, everybody there speaks Russian. They speak Russian. They're all Russian. They're loyal to Russia. That's their home. Last week I gave details that the Biden regime was in talks behind closed doors with Russia to reach an agreement to stop the war and talk about U.S. keeping money in Russia. Not both of these factors are public media. Coming back to the first subject, Russia has pulled back behind the Dnieper River, which divides Ukraine and claimed East region. Last week, German Chancellor Scholz visited China and was given affirmative affirmation that if Germany would join the Russia-China-India-Saudi BRICS alliance, that Russia forces would pull back, and that has all happened now. Now Russia is in talks with the U.S. military behind the scenes. Russia wants direct public communication from Luzinski and MSM to acknowledge a peace agreement. See, the MSM, the mainstream media, won't acknowledge that. But already, Russia's already in peace agreements with Ukraine. If NATO does not stand down, then Russian forces with Belarus are on standby with 400,000 troops and 240,000 troops in south and east regions and 80,000 pockets of freedom fighters in Ukraine. Most people don't understand that NATO has been silently defeated and Western Rothschild's CIA Clinton money laundering operations in Ukraine has come to an end. Then, of course, last week I reported on the death of Evelyn Rothschild. But Germany inside Russia, you know, China alliance, then NATO and European Union, deep state, is now in a final free fall. The fall of the Rothschilds in the EU, which is the European Union, is the connection to the UK and the parent country of the US. Five sons of the Rothschilds who control the European Union. That's all connected. And it's finally fallen as Evelyn Rothschild, keeper of the French banks who laundered money to the UK Rothschilds branch, is over because he died on the 8th of November. The power of the Rothschilds has fallen, as evident in the BlackRock bankruptcy. Military White Hat Alliance operations now focus on the Rockefellers who are controlling the U.S. and Canada and all the COVID. The current operations of money laundering through crypto digital currency keeps falling apart. The Rockefeller machine is inside the kill box. As you know now, the original plan of Russia, Germany, Chinese elite families is to create peace in the Ukraine, and it is now more than temporary suspended because the deep state created a false flag event in Poland. The deep state doesn't want peace with Russia. They played their final cards to bring the world into, you know, a nuclear conflict worldwide by creating a false flag attack in Poland. But now NATO can activate their protocols for war and bring all the countries into war. Just late this past week, Pentagon White Hat officials and Russian military defense and Russian intelligence chiefs are meeting in Turkey. The talks are centered around Davos, Biden, the Democratic National Committee, Ukraine, and the world money laundering operations like the dark crypto and, of course, the Rockefellers. With the World Alliance operations moving forward steadily and UN, NATO in an unbelievable collapse and the European Union nations turn to each other and their leaders, it's wise to say that Germany has flipped, Turkey has flipped, Italy and several more EU countries have flipped to, and now more than half of the EU countries have trade imports and trading going on with Russia, and it's now doubled as EU countries start to break away from the Ukraine support. Now only the U.S. is the main source in funding the Ukrainian war. Now the attention of the military intelligence has turned to the U.S. elections, you know, and one of the biggest scandals just hit the U.S. world as the FTX crypto corruption shakes the Democratic National Committee and Davos, World Economic Forum, Rockefeller regime, that is controlling the U.S. interests, money, elections, and deep state scandals. FTX crypto was one of their big hidden conduits to keep money flowing. It's all about FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, disgraced FTX founder Bankman-Fried allegedly used billions in customer funds for trading and leveraging the company while funding Democrats. Bankman-Fried was the DNC's second largest donor behind George Soros only days after Biden was elected, was Fried FTX crypto system installed. FTX was a Democratic slush fund and money laundering operation that helped Democrats win midterm elections on top of their obvious cheating, ballot stuffing, and ballot harvesting operations. Billions that went to Ukraine war is connected to the EU countries that were using FTX and inside the money laundering operations from the Bankman-Fried direct connections to the Clintons, World Economic Forum, backed by the Rockefellers and subsidiary companies. By March, the Ukrainian government established a crypto donations website allowing Kiev to convert digital token contributions into fiat money that would be deposited at the National Bank of Ukraine. The Ukraine government maintained a goal of $200 million, and by October, it raised more than $60 million. The contributed funds had been used to purchase everything needed for the war effort, such as digital rifles, scopes, medical supplies, field rations, food, military clothing, and other critical items. The initiative known as Aid for Ukraine garnered the support of FTX. There's so many connections of money laundering from the U.S. to the EU, the Ukraine, DNC, and World Banks, the Rockefeller subsidiary companies, the White Hats knew FTX was a pawn in the chess move, and it was sacrificed by the deep state, and this move was meant to take place later, but of course it happened right away because of White Hat under the table operations. The reason the deep state Rockefellers wanted to sacrifice FTX was to bring the full authoritarian control of cryptocurrency, you know, to bring that up into the spotlight. So we rob them and destroy all their crypto, because half the crypto is the real threat to the central banking and more than half of the downfall of the fiat currency. Department of Justice wanted to sacrifice FTX till 2023 summer to show the world how corrupt cryptocurrency was, but all that fell like a house of cards to bring in new laws and authoritarian rule, but we beat them at the punch. We're not going by their playbook, folks. We're going by our playbook, and we're taking down the deep state. Over, you know, this is huge because Musk, you know, was a crypto-invested operations with Bitcoin and the Ethereum and Dogecoin. Mohammed bin Salman out of Saudi Arabia owns hundreds of billions inside the same operations with subsidiary companies and silent investors. That's how we got control. The real truth is, who really started the collapse of FTX and exposure before the hands of the deep state in 2023's plan to take it down. The Octagon Group in Switzerland sues for peace after Sir Evelyn Rothschild dies. The Khazarian Mafia, headquartered in Zug, Switzerland, is trying to negotiate a peace agreement with the rest of the world as their top man, Sir Evelyn de Rothschild, dies, you know, on the 8th of November, and their empire collapses. As a part of this, the Octagon Group, the head of Interpol, the new Chinese emperor, and a group of Swiss billionaires who control the area around Lake Geneva have asked White Dragon Society to send a representative to Switzerland. The situation was even reached the point where Russian men in black who deal with paranormal activities have made a move about and more about this a little later, you know, I don't think the White Dragon Society are going to send a representative to Switzerland. That's a big trap. However, Queen Elizabeth II, before her recent murder, warned against going to Switzerland because it was a trap. Mossad sources all agree. So now the White Dragon Society has decided to wait for the old Swiss-run Khazarian mafia-controlled New World Order to just collapse. This collapse is now taking place at an accelerating rate, especially with the ongoing implosion of the United States. This week's G20 meeting in Bali, Indonesia, may be the last show of control by the Khazarian mafia, who played and tried to play a big hand, you know, had everybody wear masks and we got to keep pushing the vaccines and all that. They really tried to play their hand and tried to portray Russia as being isolated and the underdog, and when in fact the opposite is true. The United States is the one that's become the laughing stock of the world. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who just arrived in Bali, says the situation in the world is still very intense because of insistent attempts of the U.S.-led Western alliance to stave off the complete loss of their global leadership in a hope to continue to resolve their problems at the expense of other members of the international community. So true. This is the goal of the neo-colonial concept of rule-based world order advanced by the Americans and their allies. Also, so true. He then added that the overwhelming majority of countries do not support this agenda. Again, this is 100% true. Most importantly, Germany and the EU have broken with the Khazarian mafia-controlled U.S. and made a deal with Russia. That is now confirmed by Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu ordering his troops to the Russian side of the Dnieper River. As Russian TASS news agency notes, Germany intends to improve relations with Russia and China despite U.S. objections. Let's not forget that the Netherlands lifted sanctions against Russia. The U.S. does not have the power to impose order on the world and introduce new rules. At this point, the Khazarian mafia control grid has been reduced to Canada, the U.S., Ukraine, and Switzerland. That's it. They're the last ones standing under Khazarian mafia deep state control. Canada, the U.S., Ukraine, and Switzerland. Everybody else is trading on go-back currency, and they're not taking orders from the deep state. But even this won't last long. You know, just Canada, U.S., and Ukraine, and Switzerland. That won't last long because the Khazarian mafia-occupied U.S. collapsing is both, you know, politically and economically. You know, when our old fiat currency, our funny money, starts hitting the bottom, nobody wants it anymore, folks. Wake up. You know, the world is trading on gold-backed currency. They don't want greenbacks. The only people taking greenbacks, like right now, is Canada, U.S., Ukraine, and Switzerland. That's it. Everybody else won't take greenbacks because they say it's funny money. It's just monopoly money. It's worth nothing. Not even the paper it's printed on. But all this, you know, with Canada, U.S., and Ukraine, and Switzerland, that won't last long because the Khazarian mafia-occupied U.S. is both collapsing politically and economically. The fact that they say they cannot figure out who won the November 8th midterm elections until December or beyond illustrates a political paralysis. This is why Arizona election officials are prepared to work through Thanksgiving and possibly Christmas as well. Carrie Lake has not conceded, and she's going to fight it because she won it fair and square. It was cheating that cheated her out of that win. Everybody knows it. Even if the Rockefellers can keep their Biden clown show going on just for a bit longer, the ongoing U.S. economic collapse will bring it all down sooner than later. Even Silicon Valley is now being hit. Over the past week alone, 20,000 people have been fired. Twitter, Facebook, you know, Stripe, Salesforce, etc., have been dropping staff, and places like Amazon and Google are close on their heels. They've been laying people off too. This is just the beginning of the pain, because the U.S. default on October 14th means imports of oil and Mideast and goodies from Asia are just drying up. That's why empty container ships are being recalled from the U.S. to elsewhere. Our loading docks and harbors are down. They're nothing like they usually are this time of year. This time of year is the holidays, but there's nobody there. And see, nobody is going to sell to us if we pay them with our greenback dollar funny money. So they're selling their goods elsewhere in the world. I will wager, Dr. Johnny will wager to you that most countries in the world will have a better Christmas than we do. We'll get basically what we want, but there'll be a lot of stuff missing. As a result, shortage of daily items have begun in earnest. More importantly, the Rothschilds have lost control of the financial printing presses that kept the entire U.S.-Ukraine horror show going. Those printing presses were destroyed by a raid on the federal, on the Fed, you know, just this past week. You know, they were raided. It was taken over by White Hat military control. And so those printing presses, so they can't print any more money, folks. They can't print any more money. So the collapse is going to happen. And we're going to see it. We're going to start to really see it. More importantly, the Rothschilds lost control of the financial printing press, say. And so let's just see how long this U.S.-Ukraine horror show can keep going. I say it's over before we celebrate New Year's. Then we have the collapse of the Sam Brinkman-Fried's FTX and his hedge funds, Alameda Research. This was a giant money laundering operation that took over $100 billion pledged for Ukraine and sent it to finance election theft in the U.S., Mossad sources reveal. The FTX situation may be the straw that breaks the financial system and the fake Biden circus show, my sources note. In the end, this implosion will probably destroy the entire Davos World Economic Forum and Triad comedy show. Oh, boo-hoo. Oh, a little tear for a World Economic Forum if they have to fall. Dear Davos elite, it appears you accidentally deleted your FTX partner website. Luckily for you, we found it on the Internet Archive. So they tried to hide it, but we got it. With this central bank fiat money laundering operation shut down, no wonder the World White Dragon Society got a flurry of calls from Switzerland last week. See, when the Federal Reserve can't print any more money anymore, folks, because their printing presses are destroyed by the White Hats and the Federal Express, I mean the Federal Reserve building in Washington, D.C. is taken over. It's under White Hat control, you know, so they can't print the greenback dollar anymore. This is where the Russian men in black come into the picture as FSB, if anybody doesn't know what FSB, that's the new the new spy organization of Russia. It used to be the KGB. In Russia, we have a group of ex-KGB generals who organized a global security council who identified something as they call the global protector. That's what the word translates in from Russian. And these are the Russian men in black. These generals are not sure what it is, but something, perhaps an AI, perhaps a group of alien minds who live longer than 500 years can predict future events and put them into movies and TV shows, etc., FSB sources note. So they work with these entities that, you know, help them clean up the criminal activity. And these ex-generals are no dummies. They're ex-KGB. And that's the modern Russian men in black. This is interesting because CIA Mossad sources have also noted this predictive programming phenomena in shows like The Simpsons and other episodes that have been preparing us, you know, like you know about Hunger Games, you know, that's just predictive programming to get us all, you know, and you hear about the zombie apocalypse, that's all predictive programming to set in your subconscious these things that are going to happen in the future. And this is why Russians are proposing an alliance with the Western White Hats to set up a competing predictive system showing their better future scenarios than the mostly dystopian ones now being presented by Hollywood. So these Russian white hat ex-KGB, ex-Russian generals, men in black, want to run a predictive positive programming for shows that show future scenarios where there's, you know, we're in this wonderful world. The Russian and Western White Hats also note that this future control mechanism is increasingly relying on avatars. Well, that's fine. You know, this is all a White Hat operation, folks. And for example, MI6 sources believe the real Donald Trump died on October 10th, 1989. Well, that's a bunch of horse manure. However, because of the role Trump has scripted to play, he was replaced by an avatar, so they say. This is why Ivana Trump divorced him after the crash and got custody of the children. Well, that's all good, but to me, that's just fake news. I'm telling you, readers who have recently met Donald Trump will counter that he is the real man. He is the real man. But there are several Trumps on the scene. Donald Trump is a time traveler, and he brought back a few of his Donald Trumps from the past. So they're all still the real Donald Trump. However, the real Donald Trump in today's time continuum is the one that is running the show. The other ones just obey him because that's the younger Trump. But that could be all speculation. That could be all hearsay. That could be all conjecture. I don't care whatever you think. But all I'm saying is there is the real Donald Trump. He's still there. His kids love him. And whatever the case, the replacement of the real man or the avatar or the real man still here, the role of manipulating history is the same reason why Vladimir Putin and Nelson Mandela's wives got a divorce after the real men were replaced by actors that some sources say are them. Well, perhaps the weirdest such confirmation could come when George Bush Sr. was killed in front of TV cameras, hung from a rope, and while having dinner with Prime Minister Khadija Mazyawa, only to magically reappear younger after falling under the table. Well, I remember that. Some say the real George Bush Sr. died in that visit, you know, to Japan. And then a younger, more spry George Bush Sr. all of a sudden appeared. In any case, you know, I don't talk much about the clones and body doubles much on the show because, you know, it's hard to prove. In any case, the current Trump is scheduled to announce more things. He did his November 15th announcement, and it's really not about him running in 2024. I smell something more important down the pike, and now we have avatars coming out right after Trump's announcement. You can't make this stuff up. The Khazarian Mafia Satanic Cabal is pulling out everything they have. George W. Bush and Barack Obama will hold back-to-back disinformation conferences. They already did that following the Trump big announcement on Tuesday. No matter what, though, it appears many events are no longer going as script. They're getting sloppy. Here's an example from Canada, where Christina Nazi Friedland, not the original Friedland, and she talks so slowly, reminds Canadians multiple times that she's not privileged. She says, oh, I'm a very privileged person like other federal elected individuals. I'm a paid, really significant salary, and I know that puts me in a rather privileged position, and people are struggling in Canada are not like me. They're not federally elected officials and politicians like me. Well, Christina Freeland is a Ukrainian whose grandfather, Mykhailo Komaki, worked for Goebbels. Yep, that's right, Goebbels, from the Nazis, the editor-in-chief of the Nazi paper in Ukraine. She marched with the Ukrainian Nazi organization, the Right Sector. She sits on the World Economic Forum's board with Klaus Schwab. The U.S. endorsed her to lead NATO. She's a witch. Klaus Schwab's dream of a fourth industrial revolution is sounding an awful lot like the Fourth Reich, with the granddaughter of a leading Nazi figure, George Goebbels, the proponent of the Great Reset of NATO, who's in charge of NATO. Christina Freeland is personally responsible for ordering and monitoring and freezing of bank accounts of every Canadian trucker who participated in the Freedom Convoy, the truck convoy, in early 2020 and their 22 and their supporters. Oh, and if that's not enough, she's also CGI George Soros's personal biographer. Canadians have had enough. For example, Danielle Smith, the premier of Alberta, had this to say about why her province was not taking the pandemic and vaccine orders from Klaus Schwab Rothschild. Danielle Smith said, the person that you mentioned, Klaus Schwab, I don't think that he's a doctor. I don't think that he's a nurse. I don't think he's a paramedic, and I don't think he's a health professional. I guess I find it distasteful when billionaires brag about how much control they have over political leaders, as Klaus Schwab has. And I think that's offensive. The people who should be directing government are people who vote for them. And then when asked about the World Economic Forum, she said, well, I'm not a young global leader of tomorrow. I've never been to one of their events, and I look at the Canadian opposition leader, Pierre Poilievre, saying he doesn't intend to go to their events and to have his ministries involved with them either, and I take the same view. Another of the provinces in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, New Brunswick, and Quebec, together with Yukon Territory, are rebelling against Ottawa. Citizens have just begun to fight against the vaccine tyranny. Then you see this pro-Trudeau lawyer collapse while questioning a witness at the latest Public Order Emergency Act Commission. Now we see on the front page of Australian newspaper about Biden child porn. The truth is out of the bag. The cat's getting away. No one can put it back in. This sort of thing's happening all over the world. It's like a snowball that keeps getting bigger. In Brazil, President Jair Bolsonaro declared martial law after the attempted election theft there. Military arrest warrants are now being issued for the Supreme Federal Court, the Supreme Electoral Court, and the National Congress. The Brazilian civilian government has been suspended until an emergency situation has been resolved. No wonder the Kazari Mafia corporate press is avoiding the subject of Brazil. This has spread to Peru, too, where popular rising against the government has gone unreported, but it's imploding and gone viral and snowballing. A similar situation exists in Israel, where there's an attempt to turn that country into a theocracy run by Benjamin Netanyahu. Mossad source says the election is still not solid. There's a big opposition where the real Hebrew people, the non-Zionists, want nothing to do with Netanyahu other than see him in jail or worse. They want him hanging from a noose. This is the Khazari Mafia last attempt to keep the avatar Bibi Netanyahu around for just one more round. As a warning shot to the Khazari Mafia, the Damoro nuclear weapons factory in Israel was destroyed to ensure that the Khazari Mafia Samson option was neutralized, my source says. This is no surprise. Israel has been dropped from the corporate news. It looks like the Jews there are about to be freed. So we'll see. The big question is when the United Nations itself will be removed from the Khazari Mafia control. Right now, they're trying to stage a farce designated to let them steal money from Russia in order to keep their show going just a bit longer. As Russia's UN envoy notes, I wish our Western colleagues demonstrate their utter fidelity to principles and show readiness to repay the damage done to developing countries during centuries of colonial policy, slavery, and robbery of their natural resources, let alone hundreds of aggressions and intrusions. We are hearing from the head of Interpol and other sources that it will be Nuremberg-style tribunals related to the COVID and vaccine crimes that will finally end the Khazari Mafia. They're planning it. We also have clear evidence that the COVID has failed. Mass murder attempt, it's failed. This will not go unpunished and will bring down the Khazari Mafia for sure. Madeira CEO Eugenist Stephen Barcel lost his life Friday afternoon, 2 days after a hangman for the U.S. Navy Judge Advocate Corps put a noose around his neck and flipped the switch, swinging that door beneath his feet, and the pharmaceutical moguls dropped till his neck broke. Barcel's death was a quiet affair. Vice Admiral Darce Crandall did not attend the execution, nor did the cadre of military brass that are usually present for the hangings. Instead, Bradley Earl, Commander Master Chief at JAG Law Program Judge Advocate General's Corp, oversaw the execution. He and just a few Marine guards, a Navy chaplain, and a physician were the only ones present to witness Barcel's last moments. As expected, the perpetrator of Moderna's clot shot protested his demise, saying that he, a French citizen, had been given immunity against prosecution by both French President Emmanuel Macron and U.S. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Director Robert M. Califf, both of whom purportedly told Barcel he would be held harmless, just order his citizens, and just get that vaccine out. And matters involving vaccine injuries, he thought he'd get away with it. As Barcel was led to gunpoint at the gallows, he insisted that he, a man of science, had conclusively proven that Moderna's death shot was safe and effective and hadn't killed a single human since it was made public in 2020. The truth is, Barcel's not a man of science. He held a Master of Business Administration degree from Harvard, as well as a Master's in Engineering from an obscure French university, but nothing in health, nothing in pharmaceuticals. He held no medical credentials at all, yet asserted himself as a medical professional, and officials around the world touted his non-existent contribution to medical science, namely the COVID-19 vaccine. The release of the vaccine saw Barcel's net worth skyrocket from $657 million to $5.4 billion. When Barcel spoke, health authorities listened as Barcel profited, people died. So his net worth went from $657 million to $5.4 billion. Unlike Vice Admiral Crandall's Master Chief Earl uttered no humorous invectives at Barcel. He simply asked him whether he wanted last rites, and Bansell spat at the suggestion and ordered the hangman to fulfill his duty. Oh, yeah. Well, the end of the Khazari Mafia may trigger the events far beyond the usual parameters of science that we're used to seeing. There's more evidence of this and all these weird activities that are going on around the world. This will not scare us. So many things are going on. People are seeing UFOs. People are seeing all these strange things in the sky. But, you know, they're going to try to convince people this is a fake alien, this is an alien invasion, but it'll be fake, it'll be a false flag. Once we eliminate the Rockefellers, we can get our country under control. All of them are involved in the Federal Reserve cartel, the Rothschild, Rockefeller, and Morgan family connections. They manage the four horsemen of banking: Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo, the four horsemen of banking. They also manage the four horsemen of oil: ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, British Petroleum, or BP, and Chevron Texaco, the four horsemen of oil. And in tandem with Deutsche Bank, BNP, Barclays, and other European old money megaliths. But their monopoly over global economy does not end at the edge of the oil patch. They control the music industry through a worldwide network of private banks and investors. This privatization of music industry through the record label conglomerates and companies that do their bidding of the North American Rockefeller crime cartel and the elite organizations was the devil's pitchfork in early 1900s. Rockefeller's military commercialization of music changed the world's standard tuning to now 440 pitch. And I'll be right back after these important messages.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Uli Damagard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. I was reporting on the last hour about how the deep state, and especially the Rockefellers, had taken over our entertainment and commercialized our music industry. One of the things they did, I started to tell you about that, I'll go into detail, and I've reported this on other shows as well, how they actually changed the pitch worldwide to a 440 pitch for tuning all the musical instruments and making sure all the recordings are done in a 440 pitch. This frequency is known to create greater aggression, physiosocial agitation, emotional distress, predisposing people to physical illness instead of a 533 that's more calming. The 440 pitch creates more aggression and psychological agitation, and financial impositions profiting the agents and agencies and the companies engaged in the monopoly. It also helped them, helped their bottom line. I've done expose on this on other shows in the past, and in the late 1980s, Rockefellers brought together the top music executives and top talent together in Los Angeles, California. The purpose of this highly important secretive meeting was to bring in an age of controlled rap music, which would connect privatization of U.S. prisons, these privately owned prisons by the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and the Bushes, were money laundering operations, tax-exempt schemes, and pyramid scheme operations. I can't make this stuff up, folks. You got to know this. If you don't know this, you know, I've reported on how they changed the frequency to more to make it more people more agitated. But now they're bringing it to a bigger level. The idea of controlling the rap industry and black communities through violent music supported by oppression and civil unrest connected to young black youth as their targets, the Rockefellers brought together top executives and front leading black rappers and artists. And after signing a confidentiality agreement of the meeting, the purpose of the agenda was told to the invited members. They were told the violence of the rap music movement would be coordinated with the first major record company's labels producing the music would have all the rights to production and distribution through the United States, and they would have shares of points inside the private prison systems. All the big rappers at the time at that meeting would have shares inside the private prison system. So as the prisons grew, those rappers' bottom line grew as well because that expanded their portfolio. The high-level Masonic plan worked, and by 1990, there were over 1,500 private prison systems housing over 1 million black teenagers who used the violent rap music to express black generational trauma instilled in them. The private prison systems got hundreds of billions of dollars, you know, from the government, you know, from the sectors. Everyone got paid, including Congress, Senate, et cetera, who passed bills and laws allowing money to flow into the new prison systems. Money laundering came in forms of super high inflated products inmates could purchase, often times like eight times higher than the average national value, like ramen noodles cost only 15 cents and it was inflated to $1.50, which is almost 10 times more than the original cost, so that made them a lot of money. And all the supplies and clothing, it was also a major market to hide hundreds of billions of dollars of laundered money. Hundreds of billions of dollars came from the government funding, and hundreds of billions was moved through pyramid schemes. Hundreds of billions moved through insurance companies. And by the end of the year 2000, as the Rockefellers had planned their privatization prisons, had raked in trillions over a 12-year span. Legal courts and judges threw the books at petty criminals, first-time offenders, and filled the cells with continuing and creating, there was never a vacancy, folks. They kept the prisons filled. And to this day, the United States has the most incarcerated humans in prisons throughout the world, with the most prisons ever created, and this is all by design. The Rockefellers not only control the world medical industry, the U.S. media, tech giants, and big pharma, but also control the music industry and the prison industry. So there's two ways they bring you down, either through big pharma or through, you know, the criminal penal system. Today, with the military alliance operations removing Rothschild's deep state power in Europe and UK, Russia and Europe, now UK, Russia, and China, the White Hat military operations are now putting Rockefellers inside the kill box. Who are the silent thieves, the same people who control stolen elections? The fight continues, and while most Americans sat glued to televisions and electronic devices on the evening of November 8th, a blistering firefight between U.S. Marines devoted to restoring order to the Republic and federal agents loyal to the criminal Biden regime took place at the Federal Reserve headquarters in Washington, D.C., with the Marines suffering a crushing defeat. although we don't have a pleasure in reporting white hat losses, on the morning of November 8th, General Berger greenlit an operation to seize control of the Federal Reserve Building in Washington, D.C. after learning the criminal Biden administration was in the process of buttressing the building's security with over a 10-foot wall perimeter to protect it from the outside world from discovering that the criminals inside were minting billions and billions of dollars. They just kept those money presses going. A fiat currency. It's not backed by gold, meant to reach the hands of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Sources in General Berger's office revealed that both Donald Trump and Trump's advisors before committing the raid, the consensus, he added, was that the Fed would be dark, mostly empty, due to it being election day or election night, with only a small contingency of Treasury agents guarding the six-story steel beam structure. General Berger's sources added, handpicked two Marine Scout sniper platoons comprised of 24 men to fulfill the mission, the objectives of which included surveilling the building, eliminating or subduing opposition, and destroying the engraving and printing machines. The Marines arrived in the at the Federal Reserve Building at 1 a.m. and exploited a gap in the wall and got through. It was still under construction there while snipers provided overreach, and the Marines stealthily approached the front door. When all hell broke loose, the door swung open and Treasury agents equipped with night vision goggles, armed with automatic rifles, unleashed a plethora of bullets, and the Marines striking and killing four Marines as they tried to rush the doors. The Marine snipers returned fire and downed three Treasury agents while the Marines in the courtyard dove for cover and fired into the doorway while their own M27 rifles. Three more Marines were struck down as they moved to flank the doors, and then the IRS snipers appeared in the windows in the upper level, taking pot shots in the general direction of the Marine sniper squads. One IRS sniper took a headshot and he fell, but the Marines quickly realized they were outmanned and outgunned, and the flood lamps illuminating the exterior, a voice exclaimed, "You know, you're in it. You come into a trap and covered from it. We're covering you from an elevated position. There's no way you're going to win. Drop your weapons and surrender. You are outnumbered 20-1. The Marines began a tactical retreat, laying down a suppressive fire as they withdrew 2 by 2 by 2 by 2 the gap in the wall and withdrew. The Marine snipers plunked in the windows and the doorways while the men on the ground evaded a hailstorm of gunfire. Another Marine was wounded during the retreat, and remaining Marines escaped unharmed. This was a great loss, said General Berger. They obviously knew we were coming. That place is a printing money. He said that place is printing money hand over fist and selling it overseas and give it to Linsky. We meant to stop it, but they did. The following day, they went in with reinforcements and took the Federal Reserve Building. Anybody that stood in their way were taken down and eliminated, and the printing presses were destroyed. So the Federal Reserve in Washington, D.C. cannot print any more money at all. That's gone. So any greenback dollars to be spent that are left are in circulation now. There's no more new money going out into the system, and they're going to soon bring out the new rainbow currency that is gold-backed. And so it's very important that people voted, even though that the deep state did steal the midterm election just like they did in 2020. The important factor later is the real numbers will come out, and the U.S. military and several agencies were watching all in real time. You have to understand that the U.S. military and certain government agencies and the most powerful computers on Earth in Hawaii, Florida, and Denver and Cheyenne Mountain seized, the Denver airport dump, white hats in Silicon Valley, Do you think it's just a coincidence the FTX scandal broke in the middle of the elections? What other cryptocurrencies are in the kill box? All of them. Now with Trump running for president, the last of the swamp rhinos will be exposed, and those who colluded with the DNC, big tech, and crypto laundering. I was never angry at the current elections, even though they turned out just like I expected. For 2 years now on my show, I've been revealing to you the military operations that are in place, though the world, you know, and throughout the world, you know, in the fall of Ukraine and the money laundering operations and the fall of the Rothschilds, fall of the Knights of Malta, the fall of the Vatican, the fall of the Queen, and the fall of the fiat banking. We've seen all that happen right in front of our eyes. This world operations are now getting ready to center on the deep state U.S. operations. Canada and the U.S. are next in line. The deep state in Canada and the U.S. are in the kill box. The Rockefeller's military industrial complex, crypto, Biden, and the CCP here in the United States and Canada are in the kill box. You were warned that three branches of government, foreign captured operations, the Department of Justice, FBI, and other three-letter agencies are corrupt, and the only way to solve the problem is the military. It's the only way. And it's been happening behind the scenes and continues with loud, thunderous, overt operations and covert operations. You're beginning to see for yourself that U.S. officials' public money laundering in Ukraine and receiving the money back in donations has all been happening just like when FTX fell. That's when the White Hats got control of the deep military base under Denver. Public information drop was very, very important. Everything leads to military intervention. Everything has been long in the plan. However, all these displaced people came to America to seek refuge, and the Democrats just let them in. New York Senator Chuck Schumer said on Wednesday that amnesty must be given to 100 million migrants residing in the United States illegally because the natural-born Americans are failing to produce adequately. I kid you not, I can't make this stuff up. Prove me wrong. New York Senator Chuck Schumer said this past Wednesday that amnesty should be automatically given to 100 million migrants that came in illegal in the United States that are now residing here illegal because natural-born Americans are failing to reproduce adequately. When does he care about how people reproduce when, you know, the Democrats are the biggest ones supporters of abortion clinics? Yeah. I can't make this stuff up. The same people who say we need wide open borders because we have reproduction problems are also pushing unlimited abortion. The same people who force vaccination on us with the death shot that is causing sterility and birth defects are telling us we need endless mass migration because we have a reproductive problem. Speaking to this death cult that was hijacking the world, I watched the latest video by Greg Reese and Dr. Johnny took notes. I'm talking about the film Soylent Green. It was way back in 1973. I'll never forget it. And it was set in the dystopian world in the year 2022, where the government is secretly feeding people food made of people. That's right. And this sick reality depicted by the movie Most Pleasant Experience One Could Have is a state-assisted suicide. That's in the movie. Back in 1973, depicted by the movie, The Most Pleasant Experience One Could Have is a state-assisted suicide, while the government-run media pushes the idea of cannibalism, government-assisted suicide is officially now in 2022. It's official. Before COVID, you could always commit and count on the modern medicine to keep you alive so long as you had the money or insurance to pay for it. But these days, the hospitals seem more likely to liquidate you. And now, in Canada, they will help you kill yourself even if you don't really want to die. Oh, yeah. According to the government in Canada, they're getting several requests from suicides from children who they refer to as mature minors. And they are seeking to amend the law so that these children can be euthanized without their parents' consent. That's right. If a child in Canada, you know, after this law is passed, wants a suicide, you know, he can just go to call up a government official. They'll come pick him up and assist him in that suicide without the parents' consent. I can't make this stuff up. There are posts on social media that suggest this might be true, which shouldn't surprise anyone. The quality of life in Canada is at an all-time low. And the motive for helping Canadians kill themselves is allegedly to save the government money. After 6,465 individuals committed suicide with the help of MAID, M-A-I-D, MAID, M-A-I-D, which is an acronym standing for Medical Assistance in Dying. That's what MAID means, Medical Assistance in Dying. The Canadian government saved over $86.9 million, and it's about $13,000 per person. So, you know, that's what an individual's worth today in Canada. There's another pandemic coming, and they are figuring out more ways to kill you. The economists running Canada concluded that the savings from MAID are so far negligible, but the suicide program should continue. This is the predictable outcome of big government when unnecessary jobs are created and given to lazy, useless idiots, the economists and bureaucrats, inevitably to sort everything out, and they only see us as a resource which turns civilization into a meat factory. Wake up, people! Do you want to end up in the meat grinder, or would you rather become a master survivor? The choice is that clear. I can't make this stuff up. The fact of the matter is that 8% of McDonald's burger meat in that Big Mac, 8% of the meat comes from children. If you don't believe Dr. Johnny, then prove me wrong. Look it up for yourself. 8% of McDonald's burgers come from ground up pieces of children. That's where they get it, from the abortion clinics. Oh yeah. Again, my question to you is, do you want to end up in the meat grinder, or do you want to become a master survivor? It's a pretty clear choice. So many things are happening in our world today, and I want to make clear on the air right now a few points. If you're listening to my show for the first time, or even if you're a long-term master survivor, I want to emphasize to you that my show is here for my patients of the Master Survivor Program and my students of the Master Survivor University. Just look at the name Master Survivor Beyond PhD. It's a continuing education effort for my students and patients. That's what this show is all about, folks. That is why I rarely, if ever, I advertise my show or therapies or programs or laboratory services on social media. Anywhere else, you won't find it. You won't find any advertising for Dr. Johnny. I just go by referral or somebody that says, hey, call Dr. Johnny. And I rarely go on other people's shows. Sometimes my patients that have a show or they know somebody, they want me on their other show, I'll do it at their request. Otherwise, for over 40 years, I have gotten nearly all my business through word of mouth or referral. And I am not out to win any popularity contest. I don't care if you like me or not. I keep doing the same thing I've been doing for over 40 years. I really don't care what people think about me or what they say about me. I'm not about making money. I don't care how much business I get, how many listeners I get on my show. I don't care how many, money I make. I live in a less than 600 square feet. I don't care how many likes or views I get on my videos. I don't monetize any of my shows. The new podcast format I set up just makes it easier for some of my patients to access my show because all they have is a phone. So the new podcast Podomatic that I set up, they can just pull it right up on their phone and they can hear the replay, no problem. My patients are my life. They are everything. Helping them achieve and improve well-being is what gets me up every morning. My patients and my students are my reason for living life. My greater purpose for the future is beyond what people understand. If patients and students, who join me in the Master Survivor Program, the Master Survivor University, they've made a decision to become Master Survivors. And if that's their decision, then I'll help them do that any way that's possible. The information on my show, as well as in many of my therapies, is not found anywhere else. I try to bring out information that will help everyone be a Master Survivor, and sometimes I may read somebody else's research report on my show because I want my students and patients to have the exact information, not just Johnny's opinion or whatever, and I try to pronounce my words properly, but as I get going in the show, sometimes I get flustered when I want to keep everything going because I don't want to waste your time. And I want my patients and students to have the exact information that will help them survive. If you don't believe what I say on my show, no problem. Move on. There's other broadcasters out there because there's so many others to choose from. Ultimately, I'm a lab guy. I deal with facts, data, and statistics. Notoriety, prestige, fame, and fortune mean nothing to me. I've had it all so many times before, and I don't need the recognition or prestige anymore. I don't care about that. Before my freedom from cocaine in March of 1991, I had all the prestige anyone could want. I had beautiful girls. I drove Jaguars and Maseratis. I worked in 4 different continents, spoke several languages, and had traveled the world. I wore designer suits. And when I went to work in Dallas to run the lab, I wore a suit every day. But you know how quickly all that slips away and means absolutely nothing when you're looking at death right in the eye, and how quickly everything means nothing when I'm facing memory problems with dementia creeping its bare, ugly, humiliating presence. How quickly all those high life desires and titles that I once thought was the pinnacle of living loses its charm when I can't remember basic information from day to day. Fortunately, it's gotten better, and I've been trying to take care of that. Because of my students and my patients, I want to make sure I help them. In 1992, I've been off cocaine for at least a year. A bit of my omnipotence was still left with hope that I would someday get back to the racetrack and get that Bolivian flake and do it all again just one more time. But that fragment of exuberance was fleeting and quickly faded because I did not feel good. Reluctantly, I dragged myself to the hospital for tests. And then the doctors told me that I had to have a liver transplant and get on their massive drug treatment program in order to survive. Well, I didn't want that. I refused their treatment. I didn't want the transplant. And they said I wasn't thinking right. and that I was delirious and certainly going to die. My thought was, if I can recover from cocaine addiction, I can recover from life-threatening cirrhosis and hepatitis. I could recover from anything because I actually quit cocaine for over a year. It surprised everybody. At the time, everyone knew, everyone I knew told me that I was going to die. And yes, they said, you're definitely delirious. But I saw a different future because I decided in 1991, when I stopped cocaine, that I was going to be a master survivor. So with every patient, no matter what disease they have, including addiction, I tell them the same thing. If I can make it, so can you. If you make a decision to become a master survivor, I will help you do just that. You, my patients, and you, my students, I'm talking to you right now because you know that becoming a master survivor is not easy. It's a process. It's the road less traveled. And being a master survivor is your solution to make it through any peril, any disease or constraint that might come out. And, you know, they're throwing everything at us to eliminate us, folks. Even assisted suicide. They'll help you die. All you got to do is give them a call. But I want you to come out. If you made a decision to be a master survivor, I want you to come out the other side healthy and in one piece. Dr. Johnny, his patients, his students, and alumni, all of us getting stronger together, we will make our world a better place. Soon we will have some major wonderful surprises coming up for the master survivors. So keep listening to my show for the latest updates. Because right now, the master survivor, they're going to rule this new world. And America needs the master survivor program more than ever. With Big Pharma losing its credibility, more people are looking for remedies and solutions, using food as their medicine and medicine as their food. If you become a master survivor doctor, the world would beat a path to your door because you will be starting as an apprentice and you will be on the forefront of the future of healthcare. The wisdom of the Master Survivor Program is its simplicity and modest price range. There are only two parts to this profound protocol, which the initial cost is less than $600. The first part is the most important step to remove toxins from the body. In order to remove toxins in a safe way, you must get the exact foods for your body to heal. It all starts with getting the right foods to eat. To get the right foods, the only way that can be done is by using the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, to identify your exact chemistry that will show which foods to eat and also which foods to avoid. This biochemistry gives us the roadmap for your recovery. With the proper diet shown in the HTMA report, the cells will get their minerals balanced and become stronger and start dumping toxins like metals, heavy metals, and glyphosate. The first step, once balanced, the cells, they're so good at repair that they clean up everything in all the systems of their body. That is all well coordinated by the second step, that provides an improved communication network that's not human at all. It comes from the genetic expression of the virus, bacteria, and fungal organisms in a balanced microbiome. These specific signals from their messenger RNA and the genetic expression are made by the flora in the microbiome. But if your microbiome is not balanced and you have gastrointestinal issues, well, no problem. What you need is number two, in the Master Survivor Program, which is getting the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. After 4 to 6 months on the Total Gut Restoration Kit, your digestive tract is strong, your GERD and irritable bowel syndrome and allergies go away, and you can start eating foods that you were once allergic to that your body vitally needs. So after the initial period of 6 months, getting the diet and supplement schedule from the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, your body responds and becomes stronger, and you will feel much better because your cells will reformulate and you will have more energy with the balance of minerals. Your mitochondria increases, and with more mitochondria means more ATP, so your energy goes up. In other words, you start feeling good after only 4 to 6 months of the total gut restoration kit. You get your microbiome in order and its balance, and then you can eat all the foods that you need without having an allergic reaction. So with our laboratory analysis, the HTMA, we show in the test before and after what we're doing to prove what is working. It will show where the levels of toxins are, and in time, they will be safely removed. Most doctors don't want to use the HTMA because they can't make money when people are getting well. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. He wants you to be healthy. Hello? The best way to do that is to start the Master Survivor Program and get your cells, your gut, and your microbiome all balanced. The diet and supplement schedule of the HTMA will get the foods that your cells need to get balanced, and the 3 hours total gut restoration kit, you can get, you know, the microbiome balance and eliminate all the digestive issues. Remember, the microbiome is over half your immunity response, and then you finish, and once you finish with the 3 hours total gut restoration kit, you will get the highest immunity response your body can do. You won't get the COVID. You won't get sick. The lab only sells and works directly with the doctors, but you can register as my patient right now on my website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on number 1 for the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and number 2, the 3R's total gut restoration kit. And on the blue tab, it says register now. Then you can create a login ID and a password. It's so easy. And become my patient, and then you can order directly from the lab, you know, the TGR, which is the total gut restoration kit. Under products says TGR, and you can order directly from the lab with the credit card once you're registered as my patient. We have the human double-blind studies where we've proven it works over and over again. With a 3 hours program, the gut will usually work efficiently in 4 to 6 months with continuous introduction of proper spore biotics from our lab for maintenance and to keep your microbiome in harmony. Our studies are showing that most leaky gut heals within 60 to 90 days using the 3 hours total gut restoration kit. And afterwards, you can eat gluten and other foods like peanuts or corn that you were once having an allergic reaction to, but you might need them according to your HTMA report. You might need those foods, but you don't have to worry about the allergic reaction because you've gotten your microbiome balanced and you won't have the allergic reaction anymore because you've repaired that mucosal layer and restored that shikimic pathway. Most, if not all, allergic reactions disappear, and many times clear brain function returns. To get the HTMA and the 3R's total gut restoration kit, just go to themastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivor.com. And, you know, if you want to send a message to Dr. Johnny, just click the blue consultation tab on the right-hand corner, you know, and send me a note. Or just click, scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program, and you'll see those two choices listed right there under the Master Survivor Program, number 1 and number 2. Number 1 is how to get the HTMA, and number 2 is a 3 hours total gut restoration kit. All students of the Master Survivor Program participate in the full Master Survivor Program during their learning track. You can order any one of them with your credit card, either under the Master Survivor University or under the Master Survivor Program. So if you want to get started as a student, you can go to the Master Survivor University and click on the Apprentice. And as soon as you order that, I will send you your coursework and you can get started in the university. Together, we will provide the dietary roadmap that is the basics for what I found over 40 years of lab work to teach the student and help the patients I'm working with in my practice. I challenge anyone to find a safer or more efficient way to eliminate toxic metals and chemicals from the body, heal up the mucosal layer, bring back the Shikimek pathway, and cure once and for all the leaky gut issues, irritable bowel, and GERD, and restore the mineral balance in all their cells. There is no other conventional natural ways to effectively accomplish this, nor can anyone prove it with before and after laboratory analysis and explain where you've been and where you're going biochemically using laboratory tests based on your chemistry. Dr. Johnny's the only one. But maybe you would like to have a future helping others to be a master survivor. Maybe you would like to have a new career and attend the Master Survivor University and become a Master Survivor Health Professional. In this way, you, as a Master Survivor doctor, will be so much more effective helping your patients in the same way as Dr. Johnny by helping them become Master Survivors. They will never get sick again. That's the goal of my program. That's what happens with my patients. They just don't get sick anymore. The basics of step one and step two, after they've completed the HTMA, the 3 hours total gut restoration kit, the body's immunity response is strong again from cleaning away layers of the poisonous obstacles from our toxic past that have been holding us back. While immunity strength is in high gear, using the HTMA, and the microbiome is restored using the total gut restoration kit, the body will eliminate each and every one of these unneeded harmful leftovers lodged throughout our body that came in from decades of wrong eating. Once the toxic wastes are eliminated and the balance of minerals are now in all your cells and a restored GI tract that is functioning fully, then all the systems in your body are at the optimum level. This is synergy, and soon we can have true wellness in our body and our mind. With synergy, our body will make sure it eliminates all the imbalances and keeps the body strong enough to dump any toxins faster than they come in. Any toxins that you breathe from the air, water, or get it from the foods will get out faster than they're coming in, if you are a master survivor and you do the program. Therefore, we monitor your biochemistry every 6 months. We make sure you get the right foods. And I also show many of the ancient Greek methods of therapy and of food preparation in order to keep the microbiome strong and provide the correct ratio of minerals in your cells. Then the body and the cells do all the work. All my patients are in control of their body, their mind, and their health. Hippocrates said, true life is homeostasis. When you live this life of homeostasis or balance, you never get sick again. That's exactly what it's like to be a master survivor. The ideal of what Hippocrates preached. If that's what you want, and you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today, then just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the Master Survivor Program, and scroll down and read information about the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and the 3 hours total gut restoration kit. You can also look at the Master Survivor University and start as an apprentice if you want to have a thriving new career as a natural professional and a Master Survivor Health professional. See, I want everybody to be in control of their body, their mind, and their health. Remember, the whole point is survival. So be a Master Survivor. The whole point is never give up your free will. So follow what is good for your body. That's going to help you develop more. The whole point is to remember you have the power right in your hands to do anything you want. Don't ever let anyone take that away. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. All this programming. I saw on Yahoo, they said, you know, a shower in the morning or at night, which is better? Check with the experts, and you click the button, and then they're telling you when to take a shower is better for you. Hey, Let me tell you, Dr. Johnny's going to tell you when's the best time to take a shower. And that's any time you want to take a shower. You don't need an expert to tell you when to take a shower, when it's best for your body. When you want to take a shower, period. That's how they set us up. And, you know, pretty soon they're going to say, well, which way should, you know, how should I hold the toilet paper when I wipe my ass? I mean, it's getting so bad. And people are just following into this programming trip that they put us on, this mind control. The whole point is never give up your free will. Do your own thinking for you, for yourself. The whole point is, remember, you have the power right in the hands to do anything you want. Don't ever let anyone take that away. While the world is going mad and being poisoned to death, it's time for you to take total command of your life and get your mind and your body under your control. If you are interested in getting mesenchymal stem cells, I'm going on another trip soon. And I'm going to Costa Rica and Mexico these days to take people to take and get mesenchymal stem cells. And I want everybody, you know, and I've been helping my patients do this. It first started with my premium consultation patients, but then so many people needed the benefit that I opened it up to any of my listeners. So if you're interested in that, then go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the blue consultation tab on the top right-hand corner, and send me a note if you want to know more about getting mesenchymal stem cells. Then just contact me, Dr. Johnny, and just say, hey, tell me more about these stem cells. I encourage everyone to become Master Survivor. The Master Survivor program is less than $600, and that covers both 1 and 2 for Total Wellness Roadmap that is cheaper than any other practitioner. Where can you get Total Wellness for less than $600? You can't. You can't. My patients who follow my program do not get sick. They do not get sick. That's what happens. They don't get sick anymore. And their problems clear up. If you do the full Master Survivor program, you will never get sick. Why? Because doing the full Master Survivor program, all 70 trillion of your cells in your body have a higher electrical output. This higher electrical output in each cell is what keeps us strong and healthy and maintains a robust immunity response, so we will never get sick again. For example, cancer cells have a very low electrical frequency, only 15 to 20 millivolts, compared to healthy cells, 70 to 90 millivolts. Yes, that can be measured in the labs today. When my patients are following the Master Survivor program, their cells stay above 70 millivolts. It's true. The body starts putting out more millivolts. If they're following the full Master Survivor program, then their cells are putting out more than 70 millivolts. That's healthy. You'll never get sick. We accomplish this with the right food for your body based on your unique chemistry, and that's only found and validated with the main part of the Master Survivor program, which is the laboratory hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA. This report provides the best dietary roadmap to follow in order to maintain a mineral balance and maximum wellness. For this reason, the Master Survivor program is the most unique and effective natural health regimen found anywhere in the world. And once you get your cell voltage higher by getting your minerals balanced, you will never get sick again. With all my patients, I want to help them get their mind and their body under their control. And some people say, well, I've done hair analysis before. I said, yeah, but did the doctor counsel you on what that analysis meant? No, he gave it to me. You know, he just said, follow the... No, they don't know what they're doing. I started with the people that first started hair analysis on Earth, Paul Eck and Jim Davenport. They started hair analysis. I learned from them. I know more about hair analysis and how to help you with diet in your body based on the chemistry from the hair analysis than anybody in the world. All my mentors are too old to come out, or they're mostly retired now. I know a few of my close mentors, they're out playing golf. They're in their 80s, and they don't get sick again. We don't go to doctors. Oh, no. We don't go to doctors. And they taught me. But, you know, they're enjoying their life. A lot of my patients are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, and they're just following my Master Survivor program, and they don't get sick. This self-reliance develops, you know, when you maintain a sound body and sound mind, a healthy body and sound mind. This is the most important goal of the Master Survivor program. The result is the patient will always excel in their healing efforts, whether it's the deeper secrets of natural health, like keeping your cellular voltage high, or improving the RNA messenger, replenishing the mesenchymal stem cells in your body, or reversing, you know, and reversing the age process, how this can all work harmoniously together in your body to achieve robust health, vigor, and youth. All that is not taught anywhere else. None of the practitioners use that in their program, but Dr. Johnny does. I'm the only one. This total comprehensive program can only be found in the Master Survivor University and when you do the Master Survivor Premium Consultation. Those deeper secrets I will share with you because I don't tell anybody. So many of my students are in the beginning of their program and they want, you know, the new materials from, you know, the next. I said, wait a minute, you got to finish being an apprentice first. Then you get the other materials later and at that time because it builds. You have to understand there's a foundation how all this builds. Because you don't understand it unless you have that foundation. If you want to be a practitioner and learn the most advanced healing modality found on planet Earth, it's all natural, non-invasive of the body, not the cut and burn therapy that you get today, the poison, potions, and lotions that I provide to my patients in my practice. Look no further than the Master Survivor University. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down. You have two choices. You can go to the Master Survivor University, get started there, or go to the Master Survivor Program and get started with hair tissue mineral analysis. Or in the middle, you can choose the Master Survivor Show and hear any back shows you might miss if you like my show. To learn these greater secrets that are so important, what's different today is compared to 30 years ago is all this toxic exposure from chemicals in air, food, and water, as well as the electronic pollution that nearly all the people experience on a daily basis. It's all planned extermination program. Yeah, you want to die, they'll help you, buddy. Oh, yeah, they'll help you. It's an extermination program. And the sooner you get that through your head, the better you're off you are. Because all those drugs and therapies that they say they'll put you on, believe me, it's going to shorten your days of living. Because of this, many of us are always living in a severe state of stress. Our modern age provides stress as the norm. As the norm, it promotes stress as the norm. However, in reality, it's the root of all disease. It does not have to be this way. If you become a Master Survivor, you can rise above the suffering. If you go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, the first thing you see is my motto. No one has to suffer. Dr. Johnny wants to end the suffering of the world. That is my goal. That is my goal, to end the suffering. And they're pouring it on to you, whether it's in the air, whether it's in the food, whether it's in the water, whether it's in the electrical system, whether it's in the music. They put our music in these more toxic frequency. I can't make this stuff up, folks. It's an extermination program on steroids. But if you're a Master Survivor, you can rise above the suffering. You can rise above the pain. And you can, you know, get the toxins going out of your body faster than they're coming in. If we cut back on our electromagnetic exposure, if you got a microwave, give it to somebody you don't like. Sell it. You know, get some money for it. Don't use it anymore. You know, because the long-range effects from electromagnetic exposure will just wreck your system. Many people do not make the connection between electromagnetic waves and their modern devices. You know, I don't hold the phone up to my ear. You know, I put it on speakerphone and keep it away from me and talk, you know, on speakerphone. Because I don't want it close to my brain. The stress is making you age faster. Stress from all those electromagnetic energies that are entering into your body and your brain. Stress from all the toxins we're being exposed to in the food and water. And all the toxins that they spray in the air. The stress is making you age faster and developing many forms of dementia. And I had a problem with that. Thank God. You know, I've been getting stem cells in Costa Rica and Mexico and getting rid of that dementia and helping my patients instead of getting knee replacement or hip replacements or shoulder replacements, we can get them stem cells and they'll rebuild their knee or shoulders or hips themselves following the Master Survivor Program. That HCMA gives you the right food and you start building your cartilage back, then you don't have pain and you can do your normal activities. No matter what your age is, you can rebuild your body back the way it's supposed to be. When you're a Master Survivor, you will get rid of your suffering. That's my promise. If you're suffering, go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and, you know, click on that consultation tab, send me a note. Goes right to my email box, and I'll answer you right away. And yes, at the very top, you know, we're having problems, you know, with all the health industry. They say it's health industry, but it's actually a sickness industry. They want to keep you sicker and sicker so you'll come back for more. And pretty soon, you'll end up in a scooter at best or a wheelchair. It's just willful ignorance. People say, oh, I keep using the microwave. I know, I'll just nuke it. Well, they already know it's harmful, but they keep using the microwave. Can you believe it? They use microwaves in hospitals, folks. You think hospitals are good for you? No, they're not. No, they're not. And I'm just telling you, the world needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. If you want a choice in healthcare that is not the conventional drug surgery, the cut-and-burn treatments, look no further than the Master Survivor Program. We use food as our medicine, medicine as our food. I'm a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 40 years, and I want my patients to accelerate their healing progress and to protect their mental health and just not even have a suicide coming into their mind. Go to themastersurvivor.com. Have a good week, everybody. This is Dr. Johnny. Over and out. Revolution Radio. We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution. We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion.
travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and Earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday.